Glory to God. Holy Spirit, we welcome you into this time. Father God, we give you this time. Jesus, be our teacher. And Jesus, be with that one who's listening. Reveal yourself to them. Amen. The last message, the theme was that the universe exists within our great and awesome God. And I'm praying and believing the Holy Spirit will give us a revelation of how big and awesome and powerful our great God is. Amen. He's God Almighty. He's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The universe exists in Him. Let's look at the big picture. This Earth, did you know, is about, they say it's between 12 and 14 billion years old. Really, we don't know how old it is. But in eternity past, God Almighty existed. He is existence and in eternity future. And we don't know how long ago, but the highest created being under God rebelled. That was Lucifer. He was one of the archangels. And I'm about to share something that I don't think I've ever shared with in this podcast. And I just heard this recently from a great man of God, that one of the reasons God created mankind was to destroy the enemy forever. And it's through Jesus Christ, of course, that He destroys the enemy. Jesus came and died and shed His blood and is now alive forevermore. And those who find God in through Jesus Christ and come under His blood get to be a child of God forever, starting on earth and then continuing for eternity in heaven. And so isn't that fascinating? That's one of the reasons that God created the human race. And it's way beyond us. It's way beyond us that even the Bible says, the Lamb of God who was slain before the foundation of the world, that God Almighty planned this. He knew that Lucifer would rebel. He knew that man would fall. Adam. And He knew all this would happen, and He knew Jesus would have to come to die for the world, and Jesus was actually crucified in the heart of God first. This is incredible. And so now let's skip to today. I wanted to kind of give that overview. Because I want us to really look at the big picture and look at how incredible our God is, and that today we can know Him through Jesus Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit. And we can find all that we long to find. His presence is the most glorious presence in the universe. So glorious and wonderful. And even if someone just, as I've said this before, even if someone just comes to Him and just finds Jesus Christ, that's the greatest thing they could ever do. And then every day, they go from glory to glory. From hope, faith to faith, from hope to hope, from life to life to life to life. Because God is so awesome and so, He's God is good all the time. God is great. God is awesome. He is gracious and merciful. Slow to anger. Long-suffering, patient, slow to anger. Abounding in goodness and truth. Amen. Jesus, in the power of the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of the Father and the Spirit of Jesus. When we go and seek Jesus, they're one and the same. Amen. Amen. Jesus the Christ. The glorious Lord Jesus Christ, available to every person. Amen.